Chapter 38. Jesse had just gotten off the phone with Sonny when Bryce Kane called to tell him his father had died. "My mom wanted you to know," Bryce said. "He passed about an hour ago." "I was just with him yesterday," Jesse said, not sure what else to say other than he was sorry, or that it was a blessing, all the phony rhetoric of death. Bryce said, "My mom was with him. He just stopped breathing." There was a silence. "Where's the body?" "What does it matter?" "Just want to make sure that everybody's following the proper protocols." "Hospital," Bryce said. "I guess they take blood. Once they finish with him, we're having him cremated." "That soon? Why wait?" Jesse didn't have a good answer to that. "Funeral?" he said. "Mom wants to have a memorial service down the road," Kane said. "For now, she just wants us all to get on with things. I assume his affairs are in order, as they say." "I'm not just his partner," Bryce Kane said. "I'm his lawyer. I don't fuck around when it comes to business any more than he did." A beauty to the end. "I'll bet," Jesse said. "What the hell is that supposed to mean?" Kane said. "Nothing," Jesse said. Thanked him for calling and told him he'd call or stop by later to see Lily. After they ended the call, he walked out into the bullpen area and told Suit he was on his way to the hospital. Suit grinned. "Somebody die?" "As a matter of fact," Jesse said, and told him. Suit let out a low whistle. "No shit," he said. "You want me to come along?" Jesse told him sure. They walked to his car. Now, two people who'd been at the Canes on the Saturday night of 4th of July weekend were dead, both right after talking about making amends. What were the odds? When they got to the hospital, Suit went inside to check on whether or not the doctors were finished with Whit Kane's body. Jesse stayed outside because when they'd pulled up to the emergency room entrance, they'd spotted Lily Kane in a small alley smoking a cigarette. "Odd day to start smoking," Jesse said. She did not seem startled to see him, just took another drag and blew smoke toward the sky. "You're going to report me to the principal?" she said. "I'm sorry, Lily," he said. He leaned against the wall next to her. "I honestly wish I could say the same, Jesse," she said. "I don't frankly know what I am. Relieved, maybe? You two were together a long time." He saw a small smile work its way across her face. "Define together," she said. She took another drag of her cigarette, blew out the smoke, dropped the butt on the ground, and snuffed it with her black running shoes. "Don't report me to the authorities for that either," she said. "I know it's easy to forget sometimes," he said, "but I am the authorities." He turned to face her fully. "Why are you here?" he said. "Been my experience that most people are relieved when the body is taken." "I know it's easy for you to forget sometimes," she said, "but the Canes, bless our hearts, have never been most people. I mean, that's always been the object of the game, right, Jesse?" He knew she was right. As much as he liked her, and he liked her a lot better than most of the rich in paradise, he never forgot that there was a gulf between her world and his. Even in a town this small, that was as wide as the ocean. "Other than Karina," Lily said, "you were probably the last person to have a real conversation with him." Jesse said, "Surprised me, to tell you the truth. How present he was." She was wearing a pale blue cotton hoodie with the yacht club emblem on it. "Karina said he was full of piss and vinegar when you were with him." She smiled another thin smile. "Do people still say that?" Jesse smiled. "Most people? Probably not." "How come you haven't told me it's a blessing that his suffering is over?" she said. "'Cause I usually think that's a load of crap," he said. "And you probably do too." "This is going to sound terrible," she said. "But fuck it. I'm going to say it anyway. You know the one for whom this is a blessing? Me. Honest, he said. Getting to where I am in the world, Lily Kane said, and in this town, isn't for the faint of heart. She showed no urge to leave this spot, go back inside, go home. She apparently just wanted to talk. He'd always known how tough she was. He'd seen it when she wanted something done in paradise, whether the theater marquee or something else. She didn't back up, even from this. You know what he told me one time, the first time I ever caught him cheating on me, Lily said. He told me that it didn't matter to him, and shouldn't matter to me, that I was the only woman he'd ever loved. She shook her head. But then you know what he told me, practically in the next breath? That he sure liked a lot of them. What did you say to that? I slapped him, she said. He laughed and told me he deserved it. But to remember one thing, they'd all want to put flowers on the top of the casket. And so would I. From what Bryce told me, there isn't going to be a casket, Jesse said. Imagine that, Lily Kane said. Wit would have been so disappointed to lose one last show of their affection. Jesse said, when I talked to him yesterday, he talked about making amends. Any idea what he meant by that? None, she said. But it might have been just the ramblings of a dying man, a figure of speech. Because making amends would mean he was thinking about somebody other than himself, which he never really did. Ask you something, Jesse said. She turned to face him. Why did you stay with him? He said. Now she smiled fully. I thought I'd told you this once before, she said. I still loved being a Kane, long after I'd stopped loving him. Ties that bind, Jesse said. Something like that, she said. She turned to face him. He remembered Jen one time trying to find the perfect shade of blue to paint the walls in one of her apartments. She finally settled on what she called ice blue. It was the color of Lily Kane's eyes in that moment. I used to love to go to New York for shows, she said. From the time we got married, by myself or with a friend sometimes. Wit wasn't much for the theater, but my favorite was Follies. You're probably too young to know it, but there was a song in it that I've never forgotten. You know how it ends, Jesse? Look who's here. I'm still here. He watched her walk around the corner. People talked all the time about grieving widows. Jesse wondered how many actually grieved when you got right down to it.